Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Welcome to day 57 of 90 Day Challenge to Grow Podcast Business. And I understand it's 57 days and I haven't been posting and talking about everything that I'm doing. Nonetheless, I want to get back to it. I want to be more consistent with everything that I'm doing, because now I understand the podcast business and I'm growing and establishing. So in this video, we're going to talk about the importance of having a package or having something to sell, and not only have something to sell, but position it differently where others can see the value in it. And so one thing that I discovered, and one thing that was so hard for me, is that podcasting is a skill that I've developed over the last half a decade. And as I'm developing my podcasting skills, as I'm developing my confidence on camera, and as I'm developing my communication skills when I'm speaking to other people, so many different things happen. I'm able to see growth. I'm able to communicate better. I'm able to understand better. More importantly, I'm able to be more attentive. One thing that's so challenging is identifying the type of business that you can have with your podcast. And I did a call a couple weeks ago, really multiple different times, and they asked, like, how can I make money from this? How can I grow this podcast? How can I really start sharing my story? And so it's so important, it's so critical to understand that everyone has their own journey. Nonetheless, when you are starting your podcast, when you are growing your podcast, you're showing and revealing yourself. As you're revealing yourself, you are connecting with others. And so figuring out how this can have a business, how this can be a business, or how I help entrepreneurs share their story through podcasting, there's so many different things that you have to go through. How do you share your story? How and what message would you like to share? How confident are you? How comfortable are you? There's so many different things that a lot of people don't recognize that goes into podcasting. It's more than just having a camera and a microphone to speak into and to communicate with. It's more than just you talking to someone and having a conversation with. And what my biggest thing was is that how can I turn it into a business? And so going to different cohorts and different masterminds, different communities, and learning about business, the business of podcasting is not only the connection, but it's what you are selling. What are you selling that makes a difference? What are you selling that can help someone build more confidence? And like when I first started working with a couple of my first customers, I was selling how to launch your podcast. And then over time, as I'm offering how to launch your podcast, how to grow your podcast, how to make money from your podcast, the challenge of launching your podcast is really not that painful. If you have a phone, if you have a camera on your phone, if you have a microphone and like already installed in your phone, you can start your podcast with what you have. And my biggest challenge was identifying how this pain can be improved, or how this pain can be evolved, or how this pain can no longer be a pain. All you have to do is just press record. And what I did recognize is pressing record is the challenge, because now you have to look at yourself. What I didn't recognize is that as you're looking at yourself, you're hard on yourself. And as you are hard on yourself, you're not as confident in yourself, in your message, in your tone. And so I want to pull this up right quick, because it's so important for me to actually
see and explain and express what I'm speaking about, because one thing that's helping me get more clear is visually seeing what's important. So I'm going to do that right quick. There we go. It's supposed to be C. Okay. All right. Hold on. Okay. So, launching your podcast is really easy. All you have to do is have a phone. I have an iPhone, so I have an iPhone with 3 cameras. And that right there, that's the stand. This is the person. Congratulations, you now have a podcast. Moreover, even though you're starting with that, you still have to build the skill. Oh, you can't even see this. You still have to build the skill. Let me come back. Hold on. Hold on. There we go. You still have to build the skill of being on camera. Let's just say you get fancy, you get comfortable, and now you have a camera. This is a camera. And yes, your equipment can be upgraded, your skills can be developed, but if you're not understanding how your confidence is growing a business, then you're just growing confidence to be a better communicator. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Moreover, you have to understand that communication without a business is you having a conversation. And so I read this book by John Maxwell, and it was the book was titled, 16 Laws of Communication. And he explains that as you are communicating, you are connected with your audience. As you are communicating, you are speaking to your audience. As you are communicating, you are letting the audience learn more about you. And I'm like, why is this so important? Like, why do you have to share your story to make a connection? Why do you have to share yourself to make an impact? Why do you have to be so open in order for you to make a connection with customers? You see, podcasting builds relationships. Oh, crap. Podcasting Podcasting I'm gonna bring this down just a little bit. Podcasting Podcasting built relationships. And my biggest challenge was understanding how this relationship can be transferred into money. It was a challenge for me. In fact, it's, I wouldn't necessarily say it's still a challenge because I'm getting more comfortable with it. Nonetheless, it still have to be a factor, a consideration to understand that you're not just podcasting anymore. You're not just asking people about their story, about their trials and tribulations, how they turned their setbacks into success, how they failed so many times and turned their failure into knowledge. You see, you're no longer asking about that. What happens is that many times you get focused on doing the work. I got focused on doing the work, and it made me not pay attention to the business. You see, when I start to understand that podcasting is a business, how can I make money from this? I'm asking questions that the customers that I'm coming encounter with ask me, and it's all relevant. It's all important. How do you make money from your voice? How do you make money from sharing your message? How do you make money consistently? You see, one recently, as I'm doing this 90-day challenge, I discovered that your gift is your message. Your gift is your message. I'm going to put gift. Your gift is your message because of everything that you have been through, everything that you have experienced, everything that you have encountered. You see, how do you box your gift? How do you box your message? How do you box your business and deliver it to people who are willing to listen? You get on a podcast and share your story with people who don't know who you are. Microphone. Mic. And what that means is that you have to be okay with unboxing your gift. Unbox your gift. Why do you need to unbox your gift? Because people are not going to know who you are unless you express who you are, unless you express what you have been through, unless you express where you are going or what you like to do, where you have been. You see, when I start to understand that podcasting became the connection where people can start hearing and learning about me, I'm like, man, this is it. It's no longer about launching your podcast. Yes, you can launch your podcast. However, if you're not sharing your story on your podcast, it's kind of like a waste of time. But what if you share your story on so many different podcasts, and as you're unpackaging your gifts, you're blessing others with your message. You're blessing others with your voice. You're blessing others with the lesson that you have learned. You see, many times in life, you just have to fail so many times to discover that you are learning along your path. Success doesn't come easy. I made a post this morning about when I was running. I ran 3.2 miles today. It said I ran 3.2 miles today. And I'm not going to lie, the second time around, like halfway through, I got the walking. And I stopped 4 times, and as I'm walking, I'm trying to catch my breath. And I'm like, why did I do this? And as I'm trying to catch my breath, I'm literally walking, trying to gain the strength to start back running. You see, success is built on failure. The more you fail, the more you learn. If you're not willing to fail, how do you learn? You see, failure become knowledge because you learn from your mistakes. You learn from your losses. You learn from your setbacks. It's your setbacks that make success, because success is built on your failures. If you failed so many times in life, you're successful because of the lessons that you've learned. If you're not successful in life because you haven't learned the lessons from the failure. You see, life is just, it's a game. And when you start to understand the game that you're playing, you have to want to be better so you can become better. See, failure helps you become better because failing teaches you things that you, teaches you information that you do not know. You see, John Maxwell, he mentioned that if you want to be a great writer, start writing. Terrell Humphrey gonna say, if you want to be a great podcaster, start podcasting. Because you only get better when you press record. You only get better when you see your body language. You only get better when you hear your voice. You see, many times in life, it's your voice that makes a difference. Life is going to show you that you matter. People are going to show you that you are helping them. But if you're not stepping up to the plate to learn the failure that you have experienced to help others get to point A to point B, how do you grow? You see, when I start to understand that podcast is no longer just a communication tool, it's a way for me to connect with people who don't know who I am. And as I'm connecting with people, I have to understand that I'm trying to build a business. You see, if you're an entrepreneur struggling to share your message, struggling to make a connection, struggling to grow your business, sharing your message on a podcast is more powerful than anything. Because when you start to communicate, when you start to share, when you start to put yourself out there, people start to learn more about who you are. There's this rapper named Offset, and he explained that he went on a stream. A stream is like a live recording, live podcast for 24 hours. And as he's on camera for 24 hours, he said that's the best fun he ever had. In addition to that, he also mentioned that people's got to see the real him. People got to see that he's no longer an angry person. People got to see that he can be fun. You see, when you're on podcast and sharing your story, you're sharing your personality. It's your personality that makes a connection. It's your personality that makes a difference. It's the gift that you have that will help someone become their own somebodyness. You see, I wanted to do a recap for this challenge because I'm more clear on how I can grow a podcast business, and it's by helping entrepreneurs share their message, share their story on podcast. So this has been great. This is day 57. I wanted to come in and just explain and express what I've learned over the last couple of months. And one thing that's for certain is that if you don't fail, you don't succeed. I see y'all next time. Let me know in the comments what your biggest takeaway is from this episode. And I would love to hear, love to communicate with you and see how we can bring more value to you. Again, if you'd like to share your message, share your story on podcast, shoot me a message, shoot me a DM, and we'd love to get you to the next step from point A to point B, from not sharing your story to sharing your story more often. Let's go. And I can't wait to hear your story more often.